The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. I have a couple of guests today, one in the studio and one is traveling, as so we speak. Shelley Bomer is in her vehicle as a passenger. We're not trying to get her hurt. And we also have Deb Brando here in the studio. We're going to be talking about the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade. It is coming up soon, and everybody's going to want to know where to go and what they're going to see. Thanks for being with us, ladies.
You're welcome.
Shelley, you have been spearheading this for a while?
Yep, I have. I believe this is either my fifth or sixth year.
Okay. And is the parade, you have a typical weekend that it's on? Is it right after the big holiday?
Yeah, first Saturday of December, always, December 3rd this year.
Okay, and that is so you don't compete?
It's the 31st.
What is the 31st?
The 31st annual.
31st annual, okay. And you do this because you don't want to compete with other parades. You want everybody to get a chance to see it and come on out.
You know, I think it's always been traditional to have it on the first Saturday of December, and now there is another parade on the same day that we compete with, the Sandusky Farm Implement Parade, but they had moved their date. They'd always done it on the Friday prior to, and now they moved it to Saturday about 10 or 11 years ago.
So basically, you're hoping everybody in the area is going to come out to Harbor Beach?
We are certainly hoping so.
Okay. How many entries do you have, either lady?
We have 45 entries right now. We're a little down from last year, but they still trickle in right to the end.
And that's just down a little bit, and you still would let more people in if they show
up?
Oh,
yeah. We still will probably get some more in, and some will pull up just the night of. It's like, we want to get in, so we have spaces available for them when they show up like that.
Okay, and then you have to go through all the machinations of figuring out who goes first and who goes second and what's on third, like the
yes,
old
we
Abbott
actually,
and Costello.
We actually met the other night. And we put everybody in their places. Like every year, we kind of rotate them all around. So if you were like in the beginning, you're kind of more middle back. You know, we kind of rotate. Certain ones are always up toward the front. But we rotate them every year so that everybody has a chance to be all over the place.
Usually you start with like the police or somebody because I think it's the sirens and the lights going, then people know it's beginning.
Yes.
Okay. And do you get a good mix of things, bands, floats, all types of things in the parade?
Shelley, I'll let you take that one.
Okay, absolutely. We get a lot of local businesses and community organizations, the Lions Club, Rotary, Chamber of Commerce, and then some of the churches, and of course our support from area fire departments and county and state law enforcement agencies are always there as well. Schools are participating. We get Eccles and Adams School from the rural areas, and Harbor Beach Community Schools, OLH, and Zion. So we do get a good mix, as well as local businesses that attend and participate.
Is there any theme this year? Are you going for a particular, you know, it's Santa or it's, you know, elves or something?
No theme this year. Last year was our 30th, so we had Sparkle with the Holidays. But this year, the 31st, no particular theme. We kind of hate to put a theme attached and have people feel that that hinders them, you know, if we say only blue lights or something like that. You know, we want everybody to have that freedom to decorate as they will. So we just ask that nobody uses Santa on their entry because, of course, we all know Santa arrives at the end of the parade.
Now you're talking about a live person portraying Santa. I mean, you could have a picture of him. But,
right, a live person, yes.
All right, and do you have any new events or new people participating this year that you know of already?
Go ahead, Deb, why don't you...
Oh, yeah, okay, well, new to our parade lineup this year will be the Anchorage Restaurant and the Harbor Beach Equestrian Team with two of their horses. And so they're new this year.
Okay, and these the equestrians are going to not be in front of the marching band, I assume.
We kind of keep the ones with horses like away from any of the louder music or the sirens and stuff like that.
I was thinking more of the poor kids stepping in it, but okay.
Well, never know what happens.
Horses do their own thing when they want mm-hmm. to do it. Where does the parade start?
The parade is going to start east on 142 State Street from City Hall, because we'll be starting right there at City Hall.
Are you using their lot as like a staging area? Or?
Well, we line them up from the one side in and all the way down on the side street there.
Okay.
So they're going to be going, starting at City Hall, right to the traffic light south on M25, Huron Avenue to Truscott Street. And then they're going to go one block south, or they're going to go south past the hospital. We have the staff there at the hospital that has all their residents. They bring them into the day room. There's families there, and they enjoy seeing that. So even though when you get to the hospital, it's like half a block that's kind of dark, we will have one of the officers down there with his lights on so that, you know, the floats, the people in the parade, everything, they know to go that far.
Well, one of the aspects of the parade is that it's a lighted parade.
Yes, it is.
The floats and everything in there is supposed to have some sort of self-illumination.
Yes.
Is that something that is difficult, or do you find people find it more and easier year after year as we get more battery-powered lights and more generators and stuff that you can put on a float?
No, they can have as many lights as they want, but when you get down that way, there's, you know, the lights on the street. It's a little bit... It's starting where you're getting going out of town, so we just try to keep it bright down there, and the residents, they just love seeing it, and we don't want to take that away from them.
And it seems winter has kind of arrived.
Yes.
So I understand usually there is something like hot chocolate some of the people or some of the businesses down there supply so that you can warm up a little bit as the parade goes by.
There will be people out, I'm sure, that has different, you know, hot chocolate and coffee, whatever, down the, you know, down the parade route. So you just, or you can bring your own.
But just remember, you're a guest in town. Take only, leave only with memories and leave the junk in the trash container. Because you don't need the city people having to come in and do a whole lot of cleanup. There's always a little, but, you know, the more people help, the better it works out.
Well, we usually, like at the tail end, I usually go around and just picking up stuff and just double check everything just to make sure everything's, you know, way it was when we first started.
Okay. If people want to participate, do they need to call someone? Is it better that you know they're coming rather than just showing up, if at all possible?
Yeah, if there's anyone that wants to be in, and you know the slips are coming in, but you get that last minute one, they can call myself, call Debbie at 989-670-8639.
And that will allow them to know that,
yes,
you know, I've got so many floats and I can spread them out a little further, that type of thing. It makes for a nicer parade showing.
Yes, and that way we can slip them in, and, you know, you have one that pulls up, we're on our phones texting the other girls at the other end, you know, knowing that they can pencil it in. And then also have our announcer let them know that we have an extra one that came in, so to add it to the list.
Because it's nice when you're downtown and you can hear the announcer explain who all these people are going by.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice. Is this followed by anything? Sometimes they have things going on afterwards, or is this the big event?
In the beginning, in the morning, I know Santa will be down at the community house. They have some activities there for the children. The United Methodist women, just down south from the hospital on First Street, they have their cookie walk every year at the same time the parade is. And,
is that to try and walk off the calories? Or?
Well, those cookies go fast. And
so they walk off.
Yes, yes. And, yeah, so with the cookie walk, there's, you know, Santa, the events for the kids at the theater or at the community house. And then you get a little break in between so you can go check out all the, what the stores have to offer for the holidays. And then at 5:30, we begin the parade.
So you can spend some time in Harbor Beach before the parade and then be right there front and center when the event starts to happen.
You can, because we have people that will start lining up by 4 o'clock. So there's great places to be able to get some dinner in town and then come out and watch the parade.
Well, that's part of these events, though, through the Chamber and other places that do this, is they want people to come into town, see what's going on. They didn't roll up the sidewalks when the tourists left. It's still a viable town all winter long, and a lot to do in wintertime in a little small community.
There's a lot of great shops, and we have Small Town Saturday coming up. I think it's the Saturday, November 26th it is. And they have a lot of in-store specials, so you definitely want to check all that out.
Now, is there some restriction on parking? Because you really don't want them going down the road with and then having all the views blocked by somebody's big old pickup truck.
Yeah.
Shelley?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having a real difficult time hearing you guys. So
I was just wondering about the no parking areas. Are there certain areas that they need to avoid because you want people to see the parade?
For everybody's safety, we don't allow parking from City Hall to 5th Street on the south side of 142 or State Street. And then we also restrict no parking from 3rd Street to the light on both sides, north and south side of 142. But other than that, there is parking along the route, but we just ask that those areas that the people who are attending the spectators to please don't park in those areas for safety reasons. When you have so many people passing out candy and other goodies along the parade route, and children and adults are dodging between cars, it's just not a safe thing for anybody. Parade viewers as well as participants.
Do they like post signs that say no parking after say 4 o'clock? Because people will be downtown doing things earlier in the day. And
yes, there are signs posted, and most everybody pays attention to the signs. We have to say that there are some people that look at the sign and say, well, I'm going to park here anyways, because it's an area that normally has parking allowed, but just during the parade route times, we ask that people don't. So, and like I said, it's a safety factor for everybody involved.
Well, yeah, you want only good memories.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, accidents can happen. We try really hard to look out for everybody.
Now, I understand nothing comes cheap. How does this parade come about? I mean, you know, you have to probably get signs and everything else printed up and posters and such. I mean, this all takes, you know, money.
Our parade operates solely on the generous donations of the citizens and businesses of the area. This year, we've had some wonderful supporters, Classy Threads, Darlene's Fashions, Harbor Beach Chamber of Commerce, Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union, Harbor Beach Hospital, Harbor Beach Lions Club, J.W. Hunt Trucking, Knights of Columbus of Harbor Beach, Patty's Barbershop and Tanning Salon in Harbor Beach, VFW Pulse 9344, and also a citizen brand new to Harbor Beach, Anthony Thompson, and his family made a generous donation. So without these people, we would not be able to operate our parade. We are independent of the city of Harbor Beach in so much that our funding comes solely from donations.
You're independent of the city, but the city will help you out during this time because they let you use the streets.
Well, the city helps us out in support of the fire department, the police department, helping with the parade permit, but other than that, financial support, we've never had to ask for financial support, and I'm hoping that there never is a need to ask for that financial support, because just the fire department alone being there and helping with traffic control and blocking off highways and things like that is vital to us, and they do not charge the parade for that assistance. So we highly thank our city for those services.
And you cross your fingers that they're not needed elsewhere.
Oh, absolutely. That did happen a few years ago where all of the fire trucks, ambulance, any emergency vehicle took off because there was a large fire in Ruth. It was about 10 years ago. So they basically told Santa, you're on your own, find your own sleigh. And down the road they went with sirens blaring and Christmas lights flying.
That must have been a scene when they got to the fire and they're all decorated up and full of Christmas lights.
I can't imagine. I know I happened that day to have been in Ruth to watch fire, and it was quite a scene. So,
but we just continue with the parade and just keep it going.
Well, you know, once you get the first person going in the right direction, all the others have to do is follow.
Follow, yes.
Till you get to the end, and Santa has to know where he's got to stop to say hi to the kids and all the kind of stuff that Santas do.
Well,
when they come to
funny
town.
You should mention that, because a couple of years ago, the first group kind of stopped right there by the hospital, and so then everybody thought that that was the place to stop the parade. So everybody stopped there, and as Deb mentioned earlier, all of the residents from the hospital are waiting to see the parade go by, and that year, no parade went by. So now we have people stopping the participants from finishing early, so to speak.
Well, yeah, you've got a route to follow, and you're going to follow it. And again, this is the 31st annual Lighted Christmas Parade. I understand it's the original Christmas parade in the area. And it's going to be happening on what date again?
December 3rd.
Starts at what time?
At 5:30. The entries coming in, the participants will line up on Trescott Street from 5th Street to Shock. You're only going to be able to get in on 5th Street. We're going to have everything else blocked off. And we don't allow any vehicles except for the ones that are in the parade. Parents are dropping children off to be on the floats. They have to walk them in on either end, either on 5th Street or on Shock. We don't want no vehicles pulling them down there because people are out decorating their floats yet or putting some last minute touches on, and we just don't want, for the safety of the children and everyone involved, we just don't want no vehicles down there.
Well, terrific. I hope you get a great turnout again this year. I hope that you get good weather. A little fluff here and there sprinkling down would be nice. That'd make it Christmassy, but not enough to spoil the fun. And I thank you for being with us today, both of you ladies. I hope that this will be the kickoff to a great Christmas season here in the area.
It will. It should be. Go ahead, Shelley.
Thank much for hosting us again, and let me be the first to say Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, Merry Christmas. Have a great Thanksgiving, too.
Thank you. You too.
And same to you, Debbie.
Yes, you too, Craig.
And again, this is coming up December the...
December 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Starts at 5:30. Line up on the street a little early. Get yourself a good spot so the kids can see and enjoy the 31st annual Lighted Christmas Parade in Harbor
and
Beach.
And if there's any last-minute entries that need to get in, again, they can call me at 989-670-8639.
Our guests today on the program have been Shelley Bomer and also Deb Brando, talking about the Harbor Beach Christmas Lighted Parade. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.